All right, we're going to read today from the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 53, and we're going to read verse 6, and I think we'll also read verse 7, just because we'll probably refer to it at the end. But thinking about verse 6, it says, so Isaiah 53 in verse 6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity," or it's another word for sin, "the iniquity of us all." In verse 7, it says, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth." So in the first verse, we have ours, our way, and we, and then it's he. So it changes. So Tintin can read those two verses.
Hello po sa lahat. Sabay-sabay po natin basahin mula po sa aklat ng Lumang Tipan, sa aklat ni Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6, "Tayong lahat na gaya ng mga tupa ay naligaw. Tayo ay tumungo bawat isa sa kanyang sariling daan. At ipinasan sa kanya ng Panginoon ang kasamaan nating lahat." Verse 7, "Siya'y napighati, gayon man nang siya'y dinalamhati ay hindi nagbuka ang kanyang bibig, gaya ng kordero na dinala sa patayan, at gaya ng tupang nasa harapan ng mga manggugupit sa kanya ay pipi, gayon may hindi niya binuka ang kanyang bibig."
I love this verse, Isaiah 53 and verse 6.
Mahal o gusto daw po niya ang verse ng Isaiah chapter 3, chapter 53.
So the way I speak in it today, it may seem like it's very selfish because I'm going to refer to me and myself.
Palagay daw po niya, siya po daw ay makasarili dahil ang verse na ito ay tinutukoy ang kanyang sarili.
But when I speak about me and myself, I want you to think about you and yourself.
Nais daw po niya na isipin niyo kapag tinutukoy niya ang kanyang sarili, ay isipin niyo din yung inyong sarili.
I have three very simple points that I want to share with you.
Mayroon daw po siya tatlong puntos na nais niyang ibahagi sa atin.
I want to think of the millions of people, first of all, the millions of people that this verse includes.
Nais po niya ipahayag yung milyong-milyong tao na tinutukoy dito sa verse na ating binasa.
Then I want to think of me and where I find me in the verse.
At ang pangalawa ay ang ako, ang sarili ko na makikita ko dito sa verse na ating binasa.
Lastly, I want to think of my Savior in the verse.
At yung pangatlo ay nais nating isipin ang tagapagligtas dito sa verse na ating nabasa.
So, the millions of people in the world, me, and my Savior.
Kaya ang mga milyon-milyong tao dito sa mundo, ang aking sarili at ang aking tagapagligtas.
It begins in English at least with the word all, and it ends with the word all, so to speak. There's an all at the beginning and an all at the end.
Kaya dito po sa verse 6, yung verse na binasa natin nagsisimula sa lahat at ito ay nagtatapos din po sa salitang lahat.
The first all literally includes everyone in the Jewish race who really claim this verse for their own, but everyone in the whole world.
Dito po ang salitang lahat ay tinutukoy po ito yung mga Hudyo sa panahon na iyon. Ngunit ito ay para din po sa ating lahat.
In a very special way, this was written originally to the Jews, and as the Jews read this, they could understand that every single one of them had gone astray in the sight of God.
Ito po nung panahon ay isinulat para po talaga sa mga Hudyo at hindi po nila naiintindihan na silang lahat ay napapalayo sa Panginoon.
And because of the path they had taken, they needed a Messiah or a deliverer, a savior to save them.
At dahil po sila po ay nalalayo sa Panginoon, kailangan po nila ng Messiah o tagapagligtas.
But the reason the Jews went astray is that we have to go beyond the start of the Jewish race all the way to Adam.
Ang dahilan po kung bakit ang mga Hudyo ay naliligaw, ito po ay nagsimula pa sa unang tao o sa lahi ng unang tao na si Adan.
So to the very beginning of human history, there was one man that made a choice that affected every one of us.
Ito po yung unang tao na isinilang dito sa mundo ay pinili po niya na mayroon po siyang sariling desisyon at ang desisyon niya ay nagpalayo o nagpaligaw. Kaya ito din po ang kadahilanan kung bakit lahat tayo ay naliligaw.
Adam was given just one commandment to test his love and devotion and obedience to God, and he chose the wrong way.
Si Adan ay binigyan po siya ng isang utos. At pinili po niya na suwayin ang utos.
Since that day, every human being ever born into the human race has been born a sinner with a wrong nature that makes wrong choices.
Kaya simula nung panahon na yon, ang bawat isa na isinilang, tayong lahat ay mayroong mali o mayroong kasalanan o nagkasala.
So that what is true of the Jews in the day when Isaiah wrote this is really true of everyone in the human race.
Kaya nung panahon na isinulat ito ni Isaiah, ito ay totoo o ito yung katotohanan ng bawat isa ay nagkasala o naliligaw.
So that this verse takes in the millions of humanity. All we, like sheep, have gone astray.
Kaya yung verse na ito ay sakop po ang lahat. Lahat, ang milyon-milyong na tao ay naliligaw. Tayong lahat na gaya ng mga tupa ay naliligaw.
Sheep don't have much of a sense of direction, but they do have a thing built right into them that they wander. They don't go in right directions.
Ang mga tupa po ay may mga ugali sila na lagi silang naliligaw. Iyon po ang tatak ng mga tupa.
It almost seems as if they get so occupied with what they're doing and what they're feeding upon and what that they just wander and wander and wander until they're in danger.
Ang mga tupa po ay masyado silang nakafocus kung ano man po yung mga ginagawa nila. At minsan ay napapalayo sila po ay gumagalaw kahit sa ang direksyon at sila ay nawawala o naliligaw.
And this writer is in the Bible is telling us that we are like the sheep. All the millions of the world are like sheep.
Kaya ang nagsulat po nito ay tinutukoy niya o sinasabi niya tayong lahat ay gaya ng mga tupa na naliligaw o pumupunta sa iba't ibang direksyon.
Our very nature leads us in a direction that's not right. It's away from God.
At ang direksyon na ating pinupuntahan ay papalayo ng papalayo sa ating Diyos.
God gave Adam one commandment to test him.
Ang Diyos ay binigyan ng isang utos si Adan upang siya ay para siya ay
subukan.
Thank you.
That was Adam, for this nation that received this verse first, they had 10 commandments to prove that they wouldn't choose rightly.
Ngunit mayroon din pong 10 utos mayroong 10 utos na ibinigay upang sila ay subukan na hindi talaga nila magagawa o magiging hindi talaga nila kayang maging matuwid.
And constantly, every day, as they were reminded of the Ten Commandments, they were faced with this fact that they could not keep it.
At araw-araw sila ay napapatunayan nila na araw-araw na hindi nila kayang gawin lahat ng mga utos upang sila ay maging matuwid. Hindi, bawat isa, hindi nila kayang sundin ang 10 utos.
There was nothing in their nature that wanted to keep every commandment all of the time.
Wala sa kanilang kalooban na kayang gawin ang 10 utos lagi. Walang kakayahan ang kanilang kalooban na gawin iyon.
They were constantly faced with a commandment and they would turn aside.
Palagi nilang nakikita o gustong sundin ang mga utos, ngunit hindi nila kaya o lagi silang gumagawa ng mali.
Of course, it was no different for we who were not Jews and for in all of human history, we just didn't have the same commandments.
At ito'y hindi lamang para sa mga Diyos, kundi para lang din sa atin, para ito sa lahat, na hindi rin naman natin kayang sundin ang mga utos.
But according to the book of Romans in the New Testament, what we did have was a conscience inside.
Ngunit iba yung sa atin sa mga taga-Roma, mababasa natin ito yung konsensya, yung kalooban.
So that every day we are being faced with things we know we shouldn't do, yet because of our nature, we turn aside.
Ngunit ito yung mga bagay na dapat gagawin natin, ngunit hindi natin ginagawa, nilalagay natin sa dyan lang sa tabi.
That turning aside from the right way is called sin, iniquity.
Yung pagtalikod sa tama o sa mabuti, iyon ay tinatawag na kasalanan o mali.
So the verse tells us that all of us, all the millions of our world, have gone astray.
Kaya dito sinasabi sa verse nating nabasa na lahat, tayong lahat ay naligaw.
Every one of us have a nature that is prone to sin.
Bawat isa sa atin ay natural sa atin na makagawa o nakakagawa ng kasalanan.
Now today, here we are and sitting in the different places in our homes, and we have a choice whether we agree with that or not.
Kaya dito po tayo sa ngayon nakaupo at nasa iba-iba pong parte ng mundo, at tayo po ay may pagpipilian, at tayo po ay may pagpipilian kung tayo ba ay maniniwala sa katotohanan na yun o hindi.
As far as I'm concerned, I agree with the Bible even though it doesn't make me look good.
Sa kanya pong sarili, sabi niya, kahit na hindi maganda ang katotohanan na ito, siya po ay nagpapatotoo o tinatanggap niya sa kanyang sarili na ito ay tama.
If the Bible says that I'm a sinner, and it does, then I agree with God so that I can find the solution to the problem.
Kapag sinabi ng salita ng Diyos na ako ay makasalanan, ako ay ako ay nag-a-agree sa Diyos na totoo ako ay makasalanan at hahanapin niya sa salita ng Diyos kung ano ang solusyon sa ganung problema o sa ganung sitwasyon.
So that brings me to the second point. The me, the millions, and then the me in the verse.
At doon po, idadalin po siya sa pangalawang puntos. Yung una, sa milyon-milyon na tao, at ngayon, dinala niya sa kanyang sarili, ako.
I want every person to ask themselves, what about me? Do I have my part? Do I take my place with the millions that are in the verse?
Sa ibang tao nga ba o sa sarili natin, tatanungin nga ba natin ang ating sarili na paano ako? Ako ba ay kabilang doon sa milyon-milyon na tao?
Would I look at what this says about all of humanity and say, yeah, that's me. That includes me.
Titingnan ko nga ba dito sa milyong-milyong tao na yeah, ay, ako mismo. Oo, ako mismo. Kabilang doon sa milyon-milyon na tao. Mismo, ako mismo.
That's how God wants us to read the verse because it says, we have turned everyone, every me, turned to his own way.
Ito nga po yung kagustuhan ng Diyos na makita natin. Nang ibig sabihin dito na ang tayong lahat ay tumungo bawat isa sa kanyang sariling daan. Ito nga po yung katotohanan na ako mismo ay napatungo sa sariling daan.
Sometimes we look at others and say, oh yeah, they're with the millions. They are sinners.
Minsan nakikita natin na itong milyong-milyong tao na to, totoo, sila ay makasalanan.
But is that really the right way to understand the Bible, that the millions are sinners and we just look at those and as long as I'm better than someone else, I'm not?
Yung katotohanan sa Biblia na ay oo, silang lahat, yung mga milyong tao na ito ay makasalanan. Ngunit sa sarili natin, sinasabi natin na hindi naman ako ganun kasama katulad nila.
No, you see, God wants us to treat the Bible like a love letter from heaven for me.
Ang kagustuhan po ng ating Diyos na tanggapin natin ang salita ng Diyos o ang Biblia na ito ay love letter galing sa kanya.
A God in heaven, the only God, and yet he loves us despite the fact that we're sinners and he sent a savior for us.
Ito po yung katotohanan na ang Diyos natin sa langit ay mahal tayo at pinadala niya ang kanyang anak. At itong katotohanan na tayo ay mahal niya.
But if I don't take my place among the millions, just as me, standing alone in the sight of God, it will do me no good.
Kapag hindi natin kinuha ang posisyon doon sa milyong tao, kapag hindi mo kinuha na ikaw ay kabilang doon sa milyon na tao, ito'y walang magagawang kabutihan para sa'yo.
It would be as if I'm on a boat and it's sinking and there's a lifeboat there. But if I don't get in the lifeboat does me no good.
Ito ay parang isang barko na palubog at mayroong isang life jacket. Ngunit kapag hindi mo kinuha o isinuot yung life jacket, ito'y walang mabuting maibibigay sa iyo.
This verse is a means of salvation for the millions of our world, but it's only good for those that receive it. It only benefits those who take it for themselves.
Ang katotohanan ito, ang kaligtasan ay para sa lahat, para sa milyong-milyong tao. Ngunit ito ay kailangan mo tanggapin para sa sarili mo.
So we have looked at the millions. We have looked at me. I am a sinner and I need salvation, and the verse tells me there's salvation for me and for you.
At ating pong napag-usapan ang milyon-milyong taong naliligaw at yung sarili natin na mismo tayong tao ay naliligaw, at ang pangatlo po ay mayroong kaligtasan para sa iyo at para sa akin.
But I want to tell you about my Savior.
Ngunit gusto po niyang sabihin ang kanyang o ang aking tagapagligtas.
That is where this message of love from heaven comes to in the verse.
At dito po, papasok ang pagmamahal ng ating Diyos sa verse na ito.
It's telling us that the Lord, God, He actually punished a substitute in my place for my sins.
Dito po sinasabi na ang Panginoong Diyos ay pinarosahan niya ang nagpalit o ang ating kapalit para sa atin.
It's telling us that the Lord Jesus became accountable as the Lamb of God. He became accountable for the sins that we committed.
Sinasabi po niya na ang tupa ay siya po yung naging tagatanggap o siya po yung tumanggap ng parusa na para dapat para sa atin.
At the cross where he died, he was there not just as a martyr, but he was there as a substitute to pay for the sins that I could never have forgiven any other way.
Na ang ating Panginoon ay nasa krus ng Kalbaryo, siya po ay namatay bilang martir. Hindi po siya, siya po ay namatay para sa kasalanan nating lahat.
God did something very, very special out of the love of His heart.
Ang ating Diyos ay gumawa ng napaka-espesyal dahil tayo ay mahal niya at meron siyang pagmamahal sa kanyang puso para sa ating lahat.
While the millions of all the world were going astray and sinning all the time, and I personally needed a Savior, and you need a Savior, God sent a Savior.
Habang ang milyong-milyong tao ay naliligaw, pupunta sila sa kanilang mga sariling daan, tayo po ay mayroong tagapagligtas, may isang tagapagligtas na para sa atin.
And the next verse that we read tells us that when he was punished, he didn't defend himself. When he was accused, he kept his mouth closed.
Dito po sa pangalawang verse na binasa natin, habang siya po ay napaparusahan, hindi niya binuka o hindi nagbuka ang kanyang bibig.
He was like a sheep and just allowed himself to be led to the place of sacrifice.
Siya po ay kahalintulad ng isang tupa na papunta sa katayan.
So that as simply as I can tell you, according to the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. That's why I say He's my Savior.
At sa simpleng salita po dito sa ating Biblia, kaya masasabi ko po na ang Panginoong Jesus, siya ay namatay para sa akin.
But God wants you to take this personally and accept it for yourself. He did it for you.
Ngunit ang ating Diyos, kagustuhan po niya natanggapin mo rin ang ating tagapagligtas dahil siya ay namatay din para sa iyo.
The work of Christ is enough to take in the whole world, but it will only benefit those who receive it for themselves.
Ang ginawa ng ating Panginoong Jesus ay kayang-kaya kahit na milyon-milyong tao, ngunit kailangan mong tanggapin, kuhanin para sa sarili mo.
So remember my three simple points. The millions of the world, me, and my Savior.
Kaya alalahanin po natin yung tatlong puntos na kanyang ibinigay, ang milyong-milyong tao sa mundo, ako, at ang aking tagapagligtas o ang tagapagligtas.
Because there is an all at the end of the verse. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's only those who are saved.
Dahil po dito ang salitang tayo, dito po sa verse, sa pamagitan, tayong lahat ay nagsigaling.
It's only those who are saved that can recognize the benefit of this and say, He did it for us all. He did it for me. And that's what we want you to realize today from the verse.
Kaya po ang taong mayroong kaligtasan, kanila pong nakikita ang katotohanan na ito ay para sa akin. Kaya nais din po namin na kayo mismo sa sarili nyo, makita nyo o matanggap nyo ng Panginoong Hesus ay namatay para sa iyo.
We'll read the verses one more time. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers is dumb, so he, the Lord Jesus, opened not his mouth.
Atin po muling basahin ang verse. Tayong lahat ay gaya ng mga tupa ay naligaw. Tayo ay tumungo bawat isa sa kanyang sariling daan. At pinasan sa kanya ng Panginoon ang kasamaan nating lahat. Siya'y napighati, gayunman nang siya'y dinalamhati ay hindi nagbuka ang kanyang bibig, gaya ng kordero na dinala sa patayan o katayan, at gaya ng tupang na nasa harap ng mga manggugupit sa kanya ay pipe, gayunman hindi niya binuka ang kanyang bibig. Ito po ay patungkol sa ating Panginoong Jesus.
And we'll pray just to close. Our Father, we come into thy presence again and thank thee for the marvelous words of Isaiah 53. There are so many different verses that we could speak from out of these 12, and they're all great verses. And we would look to these verses selected today might carry a simple message that people might be able to understand in a very personal way, that they might have the faith and the salvation that comes by faith and by grace. And so we would look to thee in this, help with each with their challenges of the day and of the night that is ahead. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.